from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Here we are once again. Chatterbox Video Game Radio is on the air. My name's Alon.
And my name's Ara.
Did you get your headphones on all nice and snug?
They're good.
All right. Thanks. That's good. I'm Rich, by the way.
That's Rich. We also have someone else in the studio. Are you going to talk during this show? Or
she better not.
I'm Michaela, and I was instructed that I have to talk.
Yes, I gave her that instruction, and she does.
Okay. I'm going to give it a shot.
I don't always know these things.
If I give an instruction of don't talk,
then you would
does my
hear,
instruction not matter?
You would just hear me beating Rich.
Oh, dang it.
So, for those who don't know, this is a weekly video game radio show. You can learn more about our show at chatterboxgameshow.com. Rich, are you on the chat room?
That's right.
I do not have my laptop with me.
Doesn't look like it. What about your phone?
I could install the FIRC and set that up, but yeah.
Aren't you supposed to? You're our guy. You're our community liaison.
Yeah, whatever.
Rich is ill-equipped today, is what you're getting at, but that's okay.
You can tell when he's
incognito.
Flustered, too.
I'm glad to see how dedicated you are to the program.
No,
thank you very much.
That's okay, because did you know that Chatterbox this week is the never-extinguishing, raging, fiery inferno of a radio show?
I actually don't know what you're talking about. So,
yeah.
If you want to communicate with us, the best way to do that is to call 866-536-1100. We'll be here all night, or just for the next hour. So, there hasn't been a lot going on the last week, to be honest. Shadow Complex came out.
Which is absolutely amazing.
When I have the chance, I'm still playing Trials HD. Other than that, people are messing with Victoria's Secret.
I need to
put
something out here about Shadow Complex. Yeah. Alon, you're terrible at that game.
Yeah.
It was so excruciating watching you play that game when you're over. I'm just like, trying to prevent myself from telling you what to do, because I know when I tell you what to do, you're like, don't tell me what to do, and I'm like, you're dying 18 times, and you're just like, I can't shoot, and then you just... It's frustrating.
You gotta calm down. I try to enjoy my game.
I understand.
This comes as a surprise to me, because, Rich, you're always the person who has to play on the easy mode.
That is true.
I've played through Shadow Complex on 3 difficulty levels now, luckily, so I did...
So let's discuss Rich and Shadow Complex.
Normal.
He was telling me when the game first came out, there was always somebody on Ventrio playing this.
It was just the live chat room.
Yeah, there's always somebody. You go in there and there's always somebody playing the game, so you can chat with them and say what you've found in the game, what secrets you've hunted down. Rich, although 24 hours a day there's always someone playing, another thing other people could guarantee is that if they came on to play, you would always be playing.
I slept during that.
When did you find time to sleep?
Between... I think it was like 6 a.m. until like 3 p.m.
So, wait a minute. Did you just say a moment ago that you played through the game 3 times?
In 24 hours?
No, not...
And it's an Xbox Live Arcade game.
That it's come out. So
I think it's time for an intervention.
The first time I played through it took about 4.5 hours. The second time, I got 100%, so that took about 6 hours. And then the third time, I did the less than 13%, and that took me to 2.5 hours.
Rich, do you lie to your friends and family about how much you play this game?
I mean, there's really no way to lie, because you could just look it up and go, wow, he's played that game a lot.
Do you find that you play this game when you have feelings of remorse about your own life?
Yes.
Do you find that it's an escape?
Yes.
I think it's time, Ara.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to refer to you to a Internet and Technology Addiction Center.
Oh, no.
There might just be one of those in the country now.
There is.
I do have to add, in between my games of Shadow Complex, I did play a little bit of Mass Effect as well.
The original, which you had already played a long time ago.
I had played it previously, but it was from a rental. And then, of course, I needed to buy it on the downloadable thingy.
Yeah.
And then now I have to have my save for when Mass Effect 2 comes out. I'm ready.
Okay.
Or I'm going to be ready.
Now, one thing that's always mesmerized me, actually, that's not even the right word at all, but one thing that's kind of...
Intrigued?
No, mystified. Mystified is the right word. Is that there are very, very, very... very, very, very few games that I would sit down and actually play through more than once after going through.
There's very few games I would play through once.
Yes. That's why I used about 8 different varies.
Is there an end so, to Dig Dug?
I think that that's the same for me as well. So, I don't play through many games.
And I completely don't believe you when you say this, but Rich, what compels you after playing through it to do it two more times?
It's just the experience of the game. I mean, the first time I played through, I basically just went through the whole game straight through. I didn't get all the items and stuff like that. And obviously, the second time I played through, my goal was get all of the hidden items.
After the first time was over, were you feeling
some
kind of withdrawal and guilt, and were you feeling bad about yourself?
I was not. I felt quite accomplished for beating the game.
But then you had to pick it up again and play all over from the beginning.
Absolutely, the game is so much fun because it's a short game, but it's so concise, and the controls are just pretty much perfect in my opinion. I mean, not quite perfect.
The controls.
Some people complain about the aiming, which is ridiculous because it aims at people for you about 90% of the time, and if it doesn't, you're doing something wrong.
The aiming can definitely be better.
It really, no.
Okay, so you said
really
the controls are
fantastic.
Perfect, but then the aiming is wrong sometimes.
No, I'm saying other people say the aiming is wrong sometimes.
Oh, but you don't.
Obviously, there's a part of a skill in aiming in the right direction to shoot people, but
yes,
there's a heavy auto-aim.
Usually there's skill involved with that, usually.
I mean, but there is a heavy auto-aim as far as if they're in the background or the foreground, it goes, hey, there's a person in the background and not a person directly in front of your face, we should shoot the person in the background. And it pretty much just automatically focuses to the background. So I think some people might have difficulty picking it up at first, though, because it is a little bit different than what you're used to with the side-scroller.
Okay, so let's talk about this trick that I heard that somehow you can actually play through the whole game without actually buying
it.
Yeah,
did you try it a lot on your demo?
Dude, I have not tried it.
Okay.
I want to hear more from you about how it's actually done.
Well, from what I have read, from what I'd heard, is basically when you're playing through the demo, there gets to a point where you fight this tarantula mech thing. It's called a tarantula.
It's obvious when you're playing it that that's what you're playing.
Yeah.
It's the first big enemy you fight.
So you're fighting it, and then apparently after you defeat that, at some point soon after that, it stops the game and says, oh, end of demo, whatever it does, I don't know. But apparently if you mash the start button, and as soon as it lets you pause the game, if you say reload to last save point, it apparently let you go back and then play through the whole game.
So basically, you load a save, and the next time you beat the tarantula, it doesn't force the end of the game.
Yeah, it didn't force the end of the demo. But
I guess there's
the
only
a
short window when you can do that.
Since then, a few days ago, so I imagine they fixed that problem.
I won't be updating my copy.
But I'm not sure.
I've got the demo just waiting for me to play.
Yeah.
And I'm ready.
It's good times.
Yeah. Of course, we could also buy it, you know.
Well, you could do fantastic that. You could not be a pirate and cheater and actually buy it. Or if you take offense to a certain Orson Scott Card and his political viewpoints.
No, the story's kind of lame. The story's kind of lame.
Then,
but did you know that people are trying to boycott this game?
Yeah, let me give the background before you go launching into your usual rhetoric.
Well, it's based on some book.
So, right, it is based on some work by Orson Scott Card.
It's like a side story.
All right, you better stop interrupting me or I'm going to shut
it
off.
I'm sorry,
I'm gonna
I like
shut
the
it off.
Game so much.
Shut his mic off. Already, the first.
There's so many buttons in front of me, I don't know what to do.
Okay, listen. Okay, good times. All right, so apparently, you know, Orson Scott Card is a devout Mormon and also is not only very devout in his beliefs against gay marriage, but he has some very, very, very strong political viewpoints and could even be construed that he's almost a political activist against gay proclivities.
Michaela, is this guy alive still?
I don't know this guy.
We're talking about literature, and you don't know?
We're talking about a person who lives in the real world, not the video game
Didn't
world.
We bring you on board so we could talk about literature specifically?
Are you asking me about like a high-ranking Mormon right now and expecting me to know who that is?
I'm asking you to talk about a famous author.
I don't know who this cat is. Did he write in the 18th century?
Okay, anyway, no, I'm pretty sure he's alive now because ostensibly he's getting royalties from this game, and so that would be rather awkward if he wasn't and he didn't. But anyway,
I'd be happy to collect on behalf of his estate if he's dead.
So there's this huge controversy about people, whether they should boycott the game or not because of this guy's views, but it's not just him like, oh, I think that, you know, I think that gays shouldn't get married. I mean, he's pretty active in trying to stop. He said some pretty crazy things one way or the other. But here's...
But what does that have to do with the game?
Well, see, here's an interesting thing. I mean, a lot of people have voiced exactly what you just said, Alon, which is, well, what does this have to do with the game? It's just the game, right? And then other people are also just voicing things like, you know what, you know, I'm an adult and I want to, you know, control where my money goes and all these things. And I was thinking about this topic and I want to kind of extend this to a more general just discussion of why people decide to boycott things about entertainment media in general. And you get yours when we come back. You've got 5 more minutes.
He's talking to Rich.
Rich. All right. So anyway, as I was thinking about this, it came to me that unless there's really like a concerted effort amongst a lot of people to boycott something, it probably is not going to have a lot of effect. And so if you're actually going to just say, oh, I'm going to boycott this because I disagree with this guy's viewpoints, and it's not, it's really just like, you know, it's an entertainment media that we're talking about here. Not only that, but it's something where it's like, this guy is really only tertiarily related to this game. He didn't actually actively participate into the game, into the making of the game. The game is actually just based on some of his works, which...
Somebody else was a fan. It's like somebody making a video game about Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, and actually, like, we don't even definitively know, in fact, not only, like, if he's getting royalties or not, which, I mean, people say ostensibly he may be, but also, like, how much is he getting? And anyway, I want to tell you what I really think about this when we come back.
And I'll tell you why he's not getting royalties. We'll be right back.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
All right, we're back. It's Chatterbox Video Game Radio. If you're gay and you'd like to call in, you can call us at 866-536-1100.
And if you're not, you can call the same phone number.
And whether you're gay or not, if you have an opinion about purchasing a game which might contribute money to a guy who is openly anti-gay and anti all the things that the gays stand for. That's a nice way of framing it, the gays.
That's like saying if you're gay, you can't be a Republican. Really.
I don't know.
Can you?
I think it's against the law. Is my mic back on, by the way? I just want to double check. It's working.
Yeah, you're back on. You get your privileges.
Take it, Ara.
All right. So what I was trying to get at, and we all said a few things over the break that I thought were really interesting that hopefully we can remember what we said. But here's my take on all this. If you really think that – if you really feel strongly enough about a topic to go as far as depriving yourself of doing something or actually taking – some kind of action towards your belief, do you really think that keeping yourself from buying a piece of entertainment because you don't like what somebody does who is involved in that is going to really affect how the consequences of that guy's life one way or the other in any substantial way? Or B, it will do anything towards whatever belief it is that you believe in.
Well, I mean, this, of course, is the point of a boycott, right? That you get enough people together and enough attention that it does have an impact. But I can tell you with certainty that this guy is not making money for the sales of the game. Because
well, that's the thing. Does Orson Scott Card really care? Even if he is, let's just assume, just for sake of argument, that he's getting royalties. I mean, out of all the stuff that he's done in his life, do you really think he cares about getting whatever quantity or not getting whatever quantity of sums of money from this game?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I agree with you there. But, Rich, let me ask you this. How much was this game?
$15.
$15, 1,200 Microsoft points. And how important is the story to the game?
Not at all.
All right. So they're not making a lot of money for each sale of the game, since it's only $15 to begin with. And the story is not important at all. How much do you think they would be willing to pay in royalties for something which has no pertinence to the game?
Half a cent per copy?
I would say about nothing.
Yes.
I would like to believe that they put the money that he gets from the sales from the gays into a rainbow-colored envelope so that he can discern which money he can feel good about and which money he has to feel sinful about.
This amount was from gay people. That's good.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, just like you were saying beforehand, indeed, there must be a finite sum of money that he gets from gay people.
Well, and also from buying his books, I presume.
I find it kind of funny that he can't discern which money is which, right? And therefore leads a sinful life.
Right.
This is true. This must be very troubling to Mr. Scott Card.
That and that money's going to have cocaine on it.
And the irony of all of this is that whatever volume of attention this issue is producing, it can only make people more curious and interested about purchasing the game. Every time there's negative press like this, every time there's a controversy like this, it only increases the popularity of the thing that's controversial.
Now, how much do you think they would sell downloadable content that cost only $1 to put him in a rainbow-colored suit?
Very little.
That would sell.
$1 for a rainbow-colored suit in the game?
Yeah.
Nobody would buy that.
Oh, yes, they would.
I don't think
shooting rainbow-colored lasers?
I would pay $1 for that, actually.
I would probably pay $1.
I would not
even,
pay $1.
Even though
for that.
I really don't care about him one way or the other.
I would
other,
support
honestly.
That.
It's a ridiculous thing to complain about. Because, I mean, the Orson Scott Card's, any of his political or personal views have nothing to do with the game at all. It's completely unrelated.
He gets money from it.
Other than the story is a side tangent based on one of his other books, but really doesn't matter at all. So it's just a non-issue.
Okay,
did you say that rainbow lasers are a non-issue?
Yes.
All right, so are we going to go to another topic?
Yeah, we beat that to death.
All right, so to segue, let me remind everybody about UAT.edu, the website for the University of Advancing Technology, one of our fantastic sponsors. You should go to UAT.edu to learn about the programs they have to offer. All right, so.
Okay, so speaking of tertiarily related things, this is another topic that's also tertiarily related to video games, but we got to talk about this because it's so freaking funny. So that's right. We're talking about Victoria's Secret.
I tried to mention this earlier. I tried to sneak it in.
No, it was a nice sneak in.
I'm interested.
And so some of listeners may be wondering, what the heck do video games have to do with Victoria's Secret?
I don't know, but you better go to BodyByVictoria.com.
Not much, but apparently, BodyByVictoria.
We all have a hard time with it.
I know. They're doing some kind of contest where you submit your picture, and ostensibly, the most sexiest pictures get voted to the top as the most loved by people. And so,
is there an award for the winner?
We don't know, but you do get the award of being
you get a lobotomy.
One of the top 10 most loved Body by Victoria contestants.
I feel a 4chan raid coming on.
Yes, and predictably enough, guess who's number one?
I really don't know.
It's actually – what I'm about to tell all of you guys is actually old news
There's
by
so
about 2 days because they found all of the offending quote-unquote – most of the fake offending ones. I think that there's one that's fake that I'll explain in a moment that's still up there. But they found them all and they removed them. So number one with an astounding 64,000-odd votes, which by the way was about 10 times – no, wait, 64,000
– 10 times, Sarah.
Yes. Thank you. It was about 10 times more than the actual highest voted legitimate profile on there was Moot, which is who's well known as the originator of 4chan.
Fantastic.
So number two is Jared from Subway.
Any old pants or new pants?
Number three was Gabe Newell from Valve. number four, this is a little less funny, but I still think it's fake, was apparently some kind of cancer victim.
That was definitely 4chan.
Number five, that's the one that's still up there, so I think that
the cancer one is number one right now, for real.
Yes,
really?
Cancer girl is number one.
I think that's 4chan sneaky there.
I think it is sneaky, at the risk of being horrendously offensive.
Oh, 4chan's been way worse than that.
Well, no, but I haven't.
Oh, okay.
So I think that the Victoria's Secret webmaster is afraid of knocking off the cancer victim because they don't want to offend cancer victims. And then let's see, number five is another picture that circulated on 4chan of some fat woman with a tiara on her head.
Is Lolcat on there anywhere?
No, there's no Lolcats. No, they're actual real people. And actually,
really?
Yeah, and that's as far as the comedy goes. So congratulations to 4chan for all
I thought
those
number
lols.
Five was a man.
Looks like a man. but she's wearing a tiara.
No, currently I think number five is a man. But that's what men can be sexy.
Yeah, and there's actually still a guy's profile on there, but he doesn't have tens of thousands of votes, so they probably think he's legitimate.
He will now. Yeah. And now they pulled all the other ones off.
So that's good times. Thank you, 4chan.
Good old internet.
See, I would have expected them to put up like fake political people or something like that, not to go right for the video games.
Alon, I think you're pretty good looking. Can we still submit a picture on this?
I think we can.
I think if they went for political people, it would have been too obvious. I think the beauty of this was that it was the way it was subversive was that it was just obscure enough that it took them a while to notice.
Because they wouldn't know who Gabe Newell is.
Who knows who Moot is? Who knows who Gabe Newell is? I mean, like, we know who Gabe Newell is.
Did they put his name up as Moot?
Yes, Moot, Jared, Gabe.
All right, well.
It's a good time.
That is fantastic.
That is good chicanery. So, we've got to have some other stuff to talk about. We're only halfway through a show.
I'm just going to keep going, all right?
What do we want to talk about?
You like this, Rich.
Dude, he's got tons of papers in front of him. But
I have stuff in my head. I'm
the only one pulling the weight on this show.
I have stuff in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need paper.
Yeah, you have stuff on your
All right, Rich, what's going on then?
I mean, we could talk about... Obviously, last week we talked about PS3.
If you even mention a price drop as a piece of news.
How about...
No, I'm just saying it's in stores right now. You can go buy one at Best Buy if you want to. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's
great. Plus, I mean, the Xbox 360 then. And I don't think we ever mentioned the news of the Pro being phased out and then the Elite taking over at $300. Yeah. And the Elite no longer comes with any sort of high-def cables.
That did bug me, actually.
Yeah, it comes with composite only, so then you have to buy... $40 cable to get high def, which is ridiculous.
Well, you don't have to buy a $40 cable if you want the Microsoft version.
If you're at the store, they're going to sell you the $40 cable, which you shouldn't buy, but they will sell it. So I think that's kind of important that they're jipping people on the HD cables.
That's a bummer, but you are saving $100.
That, and if you go buy a Pro at Target, I think starting next week, it's $250 plus a free wireless controller, so that's like $100 off.
Yeah, but see what they did, though. They're matching the PS3. Oh, well, we didn't want to lower the price, but we have to, so we might as well do what they're doing,
it's them just waiting for Sony to do it and going, okay, we'll drop the price now. Like, they could have done it months ago.
But with
ago.
The cables, I mean. Like, PS3 has never had good cables in it.
Oh, that's true.
And so they're just matching it. In fact, it's a 120-gig drive, just like the PS3 Slim is a 120-gig drive. So it's exactly the same thing. Yeah.
They've just been waiting for Sony to make their move first, though.
Exactly. All right, well, hey, that's a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's me, Mario. You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's a number one.
And we're back. Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Feel free to call us 866-536-1100. Right before the break, we were talking
about something.
Something. Yeah. You wanted to bring up Bayonetta?
Yeah.
Really?
Let's just keep going. Bayonetta. Yes. It's only because I have an affinity for.
They're not doing anything new though. They're doing what Nintendo announced they were going to do.
Making fun of Rich and his easy mode proclivities.
All right, go for it.
But you're right. It's not new in idea, but it is new in application. They've actually made in very easy automatic mode of the game, which apparently Bayonetta is some kind of super difficult, bone-crushingly hard game. And if you play on this very easy automatic mode, apparently all you need to do is just just keep pressing one button for a while, and then just keep pressing another button for a while, and really just without any particular coordination whatsoever. And apparently the game just does everything it needs to do to progress through.
Does that have to do with the article about the headline I read about playing the game with one hand?
Yes. Yeah.
And then I just quickly ignored it because it seemed retarded.
It's very
because
much
you
like
knew that we were going to make fun of you about it.
No.
It's very much like what Nintendo said they were going to do with games, where you can just put it in automatic mode, where it plays through for you. But in this case, it lets you play for real, I think, if you want to. Or you can just switch to tapping a button. And in the video we saw, I think she was hitting the Y button, but which button it is irrelevant.
Well, It was kind of hard to tell exactly.
Which button do you press to shoot?
It seemed like, oh, no. It's no. It's nowhere near that complex. It seemed like the game was actually giving certain button press instructions, but what it looked like on the video we saw was that, like, it was like, all right, start pressing Y now. Okay, pressing Y. All right, now start pressing B. Okay, pressing B.
Really? Like, why does it even bother changing the button?
I don't know. Variety. I mean, like, there's other buttons. Like,
I gotta press A next.
You don't want to prematurely wear out one button before
the
other.
But that makes me wonder, what is the medium level difficulty? Is it just press the sequence of buttons it tells you to press? Because that's a lame-ass game.
Well, that's a lame-ass game, and what we just talked about is pretty lame-ass, too. But
yeah, but those are levels I don't need to play. Just like in Nintendo's games, I don't have to put it on, you know, auto mode.
Right. Well, presumably this is an auto mode, and the regular game does not have an auto mode, and you have to actually use two hands. And
in which case it might be good, unless it's just press B, now X, now Y.
I don't think the main game is like that at all. Complex of using the control stick to move around and pressing different targeting buttons, different combinations of, because you have like two handguns and two feet guns, and there's a very from what I've understood, there's a definite combo system involved in the game. So there's a series of buttons that you need to press.
Yeah, the normal mechanics seem to be quite sophisticated.
But I think it's just like pause, super easy mode, and then just press Y, press B, press X.
All right. So I'm kind of curious how this will be received. Because, I mean, honestly, if that's all you're doing, you're just pressing the button. It's like that little violin toy, right? Where, like, every time you touch the little metallic bow to the violin, it will automatically play the next correct note in a song. So you just tap it and it'll like and like that, right?
Yeah.
But then, like, that kind of level of interaction, you just wonder, like, really, like, what's the point of that? Like, are you just making me feel better that I have a controller and I'm doing something with it?
Yeah.
And I'm just not actually watching, because it's really almost tantamount to just watching stuff happen. You're not really doing anything.
For that type of play mode, like, what? Like, who are they even making that for? Because the game is mature rated, I believe. Like, it's very gory.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
it's like the person that's buying it should be 17 or older.
Well, the only explanation that comes to mind is that maybe,
unless they live in the UK, in which case 3-year-olds can buy it now.
They want you to use your other
we
hand.
We could. I totally forgot about that.
I'm not gonna lie. Maybe it's the chicks.
Well, chicks can also use their other hand for something else.
What?
No, but I'm just saying that the two-handed play is sometimes a bit
so
much when,
like,
you're starting out.
Hey, you're a girl, play this and don't.
You can, like, also get a pedicure, or excuse me, a manicure while you're doing it.
This is true.
Or you can give yourself a pedicure while you're doing it.
Or give yourself some other experiences.
Like, you
so
really
anyway,
need to do that.
So let's see. Let's go back to this to new PS3 Slims for a sec here.
Why? Why is this?
Because they're making components and stuff.
Here's a funny little story, guys. Here's a funny little story. Apparently, Best Buy has this internal directive where if I just bought a PS3 and it's the big old bulky regular giant size, and I try to return it to get the new kind, apparently they're directing employees to discourage this by offering a price match and a free game.
Yeah, I don't know why you would even want to. It's not as good.
The Slim?
Yeah.
Well, in comparison to the current model, it's definitely smaller.
By not as good, you mean what? You prefer the large, shiny monolith?
It has
or
all
the
same features.
It
can do more stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the current model is basically the same as far as features go.
You can't put an alternative operating system on the new one.
Nobody cares about that. Nobody in the world cares about that. Have you even done it?
Yes, I have, actually.
And what have you done with it? Absolutely nothing. Nobody's installed any version of Linux on the PS3.
You can't talk about it.
Used it to
by
any
contract.
Extent. Maybe two people, and they go, oh, I can't use the GPU, and then they just go back to whatever. They're not going to use that.
You know, the people who broke the SSL encryption used PS3s.
The person who's thinking, oh, I just bought this PS3, but I want that Slim, they're not thinking, oh, but I can't install Linux on it. Shucks.
But I can't break SSL encryption with it.
Rich actually has a rational point.
Like, it's a very small percentage of
there
people.
There was something else you can't do with it either, and I just can't remember what it is.
No PS2, but I don't know if the current one has that either.
PS2 is not available in the current ones either.
Okay.
But
it actually does something the other one couldn't, which
What's
is
that?
Stream, like, raw bit audio, some bit stream audio.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, apparently, can't be done on the old one.
Apparently, the new Slim model is all the rage and much more popular.
It's also deeper. It's larger in one of the directions.
Yes. It is.
You give up something.
I don't know what's so special about it.
So that's good times.
Oh,
so.
It has no HDMI. Thing. No, not HDMI. It has no Ethernet port.
It doesn't have an Ethernet port?
It's just wireless.
I thought it had an Ethernet port.
It still has USB ports, so you could probably split it off and get some sort of adapter.
I didn't notice that. But how do you not have Ethernet?
Just like the Wii.
By saving money.
The Wii doesn't have
I don't want to play Internet games without an Ethernet over wireless, man.
This is... I mean, someone might correct me. But I'm pretty sure.
Because I imagine the internal is only in 802.11bg and not n, because there's no way they put n's in those things. So you can't get like the 256 mbps.
I'm
which is
you,
way
man.
Faster than internet, anyways. But
yeah,
stronger signal.
My point is range. They took some functionality out, so people might want the bigger ones. In fact, I am happy to keep the bigger ones.
Or they just might not ever want a PS3, and they'll just buy a 360 instead.
That too.
All right. Well, I'm happy to keep mine. And in other PS3 news, here's a funny quote by the infamous Kaz Hirai, right? Maybe?
Probably.
Probably. Yes, it is. So they changed their logo along with the new model change. And so Kotaku reports that there's this Kaz Hirai gives an official explanation for why they changed the logo. Besides, in my opinion, that the Spider-Man 3 font is retarded. Spider-Man 3. I'm sorry. It's regular Spider-Man for the PS3. He says, on a practical level, when you have PlayStation 3 spelled out, the aspect ratio was such that if you wanted it on a billboard, it became tiny. It didn't work in terms of visibility. So, yes, it took them 3 years to realize that their font for the PlayStation 3 had a really, really awkward aspect ratio. And so that's corporate good times for you.
Yeah. More stuff that I don't care about. The PS3 Fantastic. Has no news that actually interests me. I think that's what I'm learning from all of this. They can change the entire system its appearance, and I don't care.
Yeah, I think that's – I mean, obviously there's the group of people that have been waiting for it to be 300, and then they're going to go buy it now. But, like, there's going to be that rush to buy it, and then I think it's just going to kind of sit around again and go, okay, well, it's the PS3 still. Like, in the end, it's still a PS3 that's slightly smaller. But, like, it's not the size of it that matters at all. Like, people weren't not buying it because it was big. They were buying it because it was too expensive.
You mean they were not buying it
because it was too expensive.
All right, have you played any more of the Trials game, by the way?
The Trials. Oh, no. See, when I pass judgment on games, I do so not only in the manner of sheer seconds, but I do so sufficiently definitively enough that I don't even give them another chance.
Okay, because I went back and I played more of that game. It's good.
Well, you loved it right from the beginning.
I did.
It's. I think that maybe you needed an intervention as well.
There are still things I can't figure out how to get past.
I bet.
Bothers me, but...
And you'll just be happy as a clam doing it 300 times before you figure it out.
No, I never figured it out after that many times.
It's starting to cut into your sleep schedule, actually. I'm a little concerned.
Yeah.
I think you may have technology addiction, my friend.
I might. Now, what else do we have? We only have one more segment left in the show.
You know what? I just got to mention what game came out today that's definitely going to be cutting in to some of my sleeping time is
all of that
Professor Layton and the Diabolical Box. I am excited for this game. It's been 2 years since
the
last
first
one.
Professor Layton?
Or actually, it's been longer than 2 years.
Did you actually play the first one?
Oh, absolutely. All the way through. Oh, so good.
Repeatedly? How many times?
Just once.
Three times?
And once you do
only
the puzzle
once,
like, oh, you just do the puzzle again. But
I played the first one, and
I loved it so much.
It was all right.
Because I love the puzzle games on the DS.
Let me tell both of you, without having played the game, I'm going to, once again, mercilessly pass judgment. I hate lateral thinking puzzles in video games. I hate them, hate them, hate them.
Who's to say it's lateral thinking?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Dude, so. I don't know. It just it was kind of cool. Like, it was the thing I wanted my nephews to play, but I wasn't...
Correct!
It didn't keep my interest that much. All right, well, we'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, folks. It's Chatterbox Video Game Radio. If you'd like to give us a call, it's your last chance. Limited time only. Final segment, 866-536-1100.
You hear how we push that? Because we know that, like, we would like them to call in.
Yeah, but we don't tell them that we would like them to because we don't want to show weakness.
What
we,
are of course
we want to show strength.
Aura, what are these pictures that Michaela's looking at right now?
It's pornography.
I don't think that's the case.
What game is this?
Yeah, what game is this, Aura? I want to play this game.
I'm interested. Like, what's going on in these pictures?
Why aren't these girls on the Victoria's Secret
page? All
right, since you've so...
I'm interested in that.
While you guys debate this, I'm going to mention our sponsor once again, the University of Advanced Technology. You can go visit them at uat.edu and learn about the scholarly programs they offer if you want to get into the games industry. Now, why don't we show Alon over here what you guys are looking at as well.
Now see, I'm
no,
forced...
No, you don't get to see.
I'm forced to share not only with Alon, but
you 18?
With all our other listeners what...
I think I passed muster.
What you guys are actually talking about. So, actually, there's an article that I found on some kind of blog about sexist attitudes in MMOs. And so there's a lot of sexy pictures and for no reason, really, other than to attract your eyes because... Most of these pictures actually aren't even from MMOs.
Because the writing is terrible.
Writing is terrible, and so I'm not even going to say who wrote this or even say the blog, but there's apparently
I think one of those pictures involves a female character performing some sort of sexual act on a statue.
Yep.
Which is very intriguing.
Okay, well, you can fantasize about that after the show, but basically there's a female who is lamenting the fact that... when she goes to play MMOs, there's guys that are constantly coming up to her, propositioning her, and so on. And this is somehow evidence of sexist behavior. And so my response to this is...
Turn some profit with it, honey.
Well, that's good, too. but in the immortal words of Nigel Tufnel of Spinal Tap, what's wrong with being sexy?
All right. Yeah.
So that probably flew above the head of most of our listeners.
Alon, did you talk to them about my experience with online gaming when they thought I was first a guy and then I got the mic and then they realized I was a girl? How the behavior?
I think I've mentioned this. And actually we have.
This is the opposite of sexist.
Our Chatterbox chat room here. People always think that I play Catan all the time on Xbox Live, and I do. I do play Catan on Xbox Live more than most. But it's actually usually Michaela playing Catan with my identity.
So now that everybody knows this, you're going to get repeatedly propositioned online while playing a board game.
No. It's because you don't know the people you're playing against at 2 in the morning. It's usually a bunch of French people, and they're not listening to the show. So anyway,
well, maybe they should be.
There are a couple of guys who are in the game with Michaela, and they just see Chatterbox Alon and
they're being really mean to me.
Very mean, because they wanted to put on the mic, or they want the person playing to put on the mic and to chat with everybody else. But
they're so dumb.
Yeah, it's usually useless chatter. It's too much of a...
This is why I don't like using the headset in games online.
Exactly.
It's too much of an annoyance just to go get the headset to warrant actually talking to these people.
Sure,
that's
sure.
How inadequate the
but
discussion
let's not,
would be.
But let's not get too off track. Let's go back.
I'm explaining.
Yeah, right.
So she's playing. They think it's someone called Chatterbox Alon, because that's my username. And they assume that's a guy for whatever reason. Most people don't even know that Alon is a boy's name. So anyway, they're being rude and unkind, and eventually she gets pissed off. I'm like, no, don't quit the game. Quitting the game is lame. Get on the mic and talk to them and see how their attitude changes when they realize it's a girl. So she starts talking, and like instantly apologetic. No, we're sorry. Most people just, you know, they don't get on here and talk, and we think that's really lame. But it's cool that you came on and talked, so we won't rag on you anymore, right? And then, I don't know if it was before she started talking or afterwards, but a message was sent to her with the, you know, the Xbox text message thing. One of the guys who was playing, who wasn't the total douchebag, it was like the friend of the douchebag talking to him, but also not nice during the game, he wrote a message apologizing. And then the total douchebag guy sent a voice message kind of apologizing, but
being kind of the little tough guy.
A little bit, yeah.
Playing hard to get.
Yeah. It leaves this message. I should play it one time on the show. It's something like, sorry we're picking on you, but you started talking, so that's okay. So maybe we'll see you around. It won't be so bad next time or something.
Maybe
but it was weird, right?
Because
totally the reverse, right? Not what you would have expected. I thought they figured out I'm a chick. They're going to be all over this, like, hey, you're a stupid girl. But no, they're like, hey... We love you. Like, what can we do to help?
Yeah.
Right.
We're sorry. We want to play nice.
Right, because now they want to date you.
Right, which is which is completely realistic.
Go hang out for shakes.
It was a bit of a turnaround.
So that is interesting. So basically, the gist of this article is that this girl. I'll just read you guys a quote. She said, "I can recount at least a half dozen times. Okay, that's six, by the way, six times." While playing Dark Age of Camelot, for instance, where upon being asked if I was, quote, really a girl. Okay, you're on the edge of having your microphone off again.
Look, I've been at gay bars and asked if I was really a girl.
The affirmative response would immediately solicit requests for pictures, breast size, age, if I was available for dating, and various sexual requests and connotations.
Okay? That's all very important information.
It is. Now, here's the thing that this girl is, I think, maybe too naive to understand. If you're a girl and a guy thinks you're attractive, guess what? You are going to get approached, and some guys are going to do it more aggressively than others. And, you know, for better or worse, because the majority of your gender has decided to not be the outgoing and confrontational type, all the guys think it's their job to basically round you up and approach you and for them to basically find favor. And you know what? It's going to happen. You're going to get hit on if you're a girl. That's the point. What's up?
But maybe they think this is their escape. They should be able to escape and avoid
that. But there's guys. If there's guys and you're a girl, it doesn't matter where you are. The guys will hit on you.
What's your suggestion? Is the suggestion to avoid talking or to just use a male avatar?
I have some suggestions for her.
My suggestion is deal with it.
Rich,
some suggestions.
How would you handle it?
One, stop playing Dark Age of Camelot. Like, it's not 2002. Like, seriously, if you're going to play an MMO,
actually
play EverQuest. WoW. Is EverQuest
WoW
available?
Because WoW has, like, 40 to 50% female players anyways. So there's, like, a bunch of chicks playing that game. Secondly, if you really don't like it, just play a male avatar. Like, that's how – male or female. Click male. Problem's over.
But what happens when she talks? Are they –
No, MMOs, it's all – I mean, Dark Age of Camelot, she's either all doing text chat within the game – or she's talking over voice using TeamSpeak or Ventrilo, in which case she's probably going to be in a guild, in which case the guild members probably aren't going to harass her 24/7 about being a chick at that point.
You know what I think? I think we should give this article on female gamers' body mass index to the men that are propositioning her.
Well, that will change a lot of things. Or maybe it won't. Or maybe it will have no effect whatsoever.
But I think that this article shows why there's a valid reason to ask
how
much do you
weigh. You know, it
shouldn't,
because one of the sexiest people in the world right now is Gabe Newell, as shown by
number three.
Definitely, right? To moot.
But really, this all goes back to what I've been saying repeatedly every time we come up with some kind of issue where somebody is offended about how they're treated. You don't have a right to avoid being offended.
You can ignore it.
You can ignore it, right. But basically, you know, the thesis of this is that, I should be able to, like you guys said a minute ago, I should be able to enjoy my online experience without being propositioned.
That's why you should play
so
late
on
at night while French people are online so that you don't have to deal with
the
English speakers.
It comes down to this.
I'm telling you.
The French people never proposition.
The Frenchies don't know. It's a different language. It doesn't work out. They can proposition all they want, but I don't know.
Actually, I think maybe the girls just enjoy being propositioned if they're French.
But I mean, really,
that's fair.
If they're French.
She just doesn't get to complain because she's playing Dark Age of Camelot, is really what it comes down to. Like, she's a girl. She has boobs. She's playing Dark Age of Camelot,
in her defense,
which is heavily outnumbered by
her defense, she does have
dudes. Okay, I don't know why you're harping on this Dark Age of Camelot
thing.
The
game is terrible. It's old. Nobody plays it except for, like,
she plays
creepy
it.
People.
She's,
and the creepy people.
Actually, in her
like
defense,
EverQuest would be better than
maybe
Dark
this article
Age of Camelot.
Has taken
you
want to 5
shut
years
your
to
face?
Write.
Shut this guy's mic off right now.
Okay. It's not a defense.
Did
you say EverQuest?
In her defense, she actually was relating her history of playing MMOs, and so I don't think that her experience of Dark Age of Camelot was recent as of the past couple years.
So she's saying 4 years ago she had a problem.
And your mic is totally off.
Yes, his mic is off, so it's so peaceful now again.
Yeah, I wish I. If I press buttons, I don't think it actually does anything.
Okay. So, I don't know. I think that we beat this horse in the ground as well.
All right. So, lots of sexy pictures. In totally other news, this game called Wet is apparently available for demo now on Xbox
the demo's
Live.
Out?
Is that really totally
I'm
out?
Downloading that.
Is this a
Can
sexy
you tell
game?
Me what it is? So, I've seen the name.
Yeah.
I've seen this game. It's capital W, capital E, capital T. I don't know what it stands for. It's by Bethesda Softworks.
Well, they're publishing it.
Yeah, it's by A2M.
And wait, this is not pornographic whatsoever?
No.
No.
But, so what is this game? Why haven't I actually heard of it that much, other than the name?
I think they they first showed it off, I think, a couple years ago at E3, maybe 3 years ago. But it's pretty much kind of like a, you know, like a over-the-top, hard-boiled action-type game where you're playing this chick that has swords and guns, and you can do, like kind of think Stranglehold.
I've never seen that one.
Like Stranglehold, but, like, not as bad, apparently.
Raider.
Like, not as
Tomb Raider.
Bad as that. So it's kind of some crazy action where
Tomb
you
Raider.
Can do some really cool stuff where you, like, run on walls and, like, slide down ladders upside down and shoot people. And it's just kind of like this over-the-top kind of action game. So I'm interested to play the demo because I've seen it on and off for a while now, and it looks interesting. So.
All right. Well, it's apparently available only to Xbox Live Gold members, though. There's not many games that get that treatment, right?
Actually, a lot of games do. A lot of games, the Gold members will get it about a week or two before, and then Silver will get it. You just don't realize it because you're a Gold member.
That's certainly true.
So.
No, I've realized it when I was a Silver member.
Yeah, you would.
And I realized it when I was a Gold member.
All right. Well, and I guess that wraps up another
week. It sounds like it's coming to the end once
now,
again.
Now, we're going
to
be here next week, even though after next
week will
is,
not be.
Is PAX. Well, you won't be, but PAX is like a week and a half away. Friday is going to
be
our show.
And we will be there.
Penny Arcade Expo.
You and I will be there, but Rich and Ara will not.
We'll be holding down the fort.
Unfortunate. But I want you to know, if you're interested in working with us on our side project, currently called Golgatron.com, we're going to be there talking to people who might be interested in that. You might have seen the website hasn't been doing much lately because we've been prepping for the show. So anyway, we hope people will find us and talk to us. We also need contestants for the Chatterbox Treasure Box. And if you want to be a contestant, you should email me and tell me why, and we might make you one. Of course, you're going to have to be at PAX. So anyway, we'll see you next week on the show, and then next week at PAX as well.
Good night, guys.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.